in Cincinnati. New street signs are in place on Johnny Bench Way. To be so honored in Cincinnati and then come home, and while you didn't play for Oklahoma, but you have this same kind of adulation in Oklahoma, it's got to feel pretty good for you.
At the time, a kid in second grade said, "I want to be a Major League Baseball player." I guess he fulfilled that pretty well. And got a statue in Cincinnati now, and I have that big statue outside the ballpark on Johnny Bench Way there in Oklahoma City, which I'm so proud of. I mean, I really am proud to be back. There's nothing like going back, driving down to Binger and sitting at Crane Cove. People come in there all the time anyway. You don't even have to go anywhere to meet anybody. They just come for coffee or the gas or whatever they're doing. We have a reunion every now and then. I get to see some of the old classmates. It's fun to remember. Well, there's not much else. I mean, I'm in 13 Hall of Fames. I don't know if that counts for anything. But
well, you were elected to the Hall of Fame on the first ballot in 1989, the third highest voting percentage ever, behind only Ty Cobb and Hank Aaron. How does that feel?
It's the greatest. I tell everybody, I really didn't go in. My dad did. He was there with me and Mom. And it was just, gosh, for him, it was everything. I haven't been around a lot of the Hall of Famers. I was welcomed. You know, you walk among the greats, greater than you are, all of them. And then see Dad walking around the lobby and just the pride he had. So Ted and Johnny were going into the Hall of Fame. His name is not on the plaque, but it should be.
Your dad, he passed on in what year?
1991.
And your mother?
It's been 7 years, I believe, now. They were wonderful people, gosh. It's inevitable. It's a fatalist. It goes from the bus wreck to the end of time. You know, it's going to happen. It's not fair sometimes. I told a guy one day, sorry about your wife passing. He said, don't be. He said, do you realize how lucky I was to have that woman in my life for all the 50 years? That's what life is. It's the quality of life that you have. It's the people that make such a difference in your life. You know, you can't extend always the things you want. The warranty runs out on all of us. And I was just so lucky to have those people in my life. How can you have a better set of parents and be so lucky to do what I've accomplished in my life? I've made them proud. They were unbelievable. And the warranty just ran out.
Yeah. You were a broadcaster for the Reds from 1987 to 1990. And you've been very, very supportive of Oklahoma on the Seniors Golf Tournament, which you have emceed. During our state centennial, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, you spoke to the audience. And in that year, the Rose Bowl party, and on a float in Pasadena. I was there, I saw that, got word that someone couldn't make it, so you held up a sign that said Bobby Mercer. And then the parade in Oklahoma City, you and Miss America's, and then your statue outside the ballpark. You have given a lot to this state and given of your time. Speaking for all Oklahomans, we're proud of you and everything that you've given to our state.
I've been lucky, and I'll always be an Okie. I still talk to Toby Keith quite a bit. I'm so proud of the music that we produce, from Leona Mitchell all the way down to Garth and to Blake Shelton and Toby Keith and Reba and Vince. My gosh, Oklahoma makes you proud, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, every time you think about it, its names are unbelievable in the industry, but then there's Dean Crane, there's Ronnie Crane, there's Carol Scott, people from Oklahoma that, damn, they're good. I mean, they're just such good people. Why can't you be proud?
Yeah.
It's a great state. We've set a standard for a lot of people, business-wise and oil-wise and rodeo. Jim Shoulders. Yeah, I'm proud of all of them, and I'll always be proud to be from Oklahoma.
Here is something that just happened Tuesday of this past week, where Marvin Miller dies. He was 95, an economist, a labor leader. He changed baseball and ultimately all professional sports. Might have affected even your pay yourself. Did you have a comment about Marvin Miller and how he was able to change contract time?
Yeah, there was the good and the bad. You hated the strikes. I hated them. Fans hated them. Marvin's sole interest was to better our lives, to equalize the money. Money was being made by the owners. Players should have a part of it. They should earn more and should be compensated. Marvin did that in a great manner. He fell one short vote shy of being elected to the Hall of Fame by the Expansion Committee. Part of it was from the votes that management voted. 95 is a great life. I talked to him. The 1st of October, I talked to him when he was in hospice, had a chance to say hi and to thank him for what he did for baseball. Yeah, he's a great figure, and I'm sure that may change someday that he may be in the Hall of Fame.